Hi, and welcome all you beautiful divine beings to Science of Successful Living with the Bahamas foremost ancient wisdom truth teacher, Reverend Rich L. Kemp. Internationally acclaimed and universally loved, Reverend Rich is a highly respected transformation truth teacher and metaphysical minister. His positive, power-filled, provocative truth-teaching ministry crosses all race, color, and creeds, and transcends all religion, nations, and denominations. Today's truth-teaching presentation is designed to inform and transform the mind and expand the consciousness to discover our true spiritual divinity identity. Here now is Master Spiritual Strategist and Transformation Truth Teacher, Reverend Rich.
And another beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous day here in South Florida. My name is Reverend Rich, and I want to welcome all of you beautiful divine beings to Science for Successful Living, because we believe that success is not about chance or luck. Is chance or luck is not the ingredients for success, but rather science, a knowledge, a knowing, information, truth that you work. And when you work the truth, my beloved friends, the truth will work for you. So it's a science, and so we call it Science of Successful Living. I am Reverend Rich, your divine messenger today. I am your divine, anointed messenger. So today you're not going to be disappointed, because I've got some good news that you can use. Good news to light your fuse. Good news that you can use to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to have. Isn't that a good idea? Yes, it is. Listen, so before we can go further, I want you to join Reverend Rich in welcoming the infinite, all-loving presence and power of God, of Spirit, of the universe. Would you do that with me? Just begin, if you're in at home, and you can do this in front of your laptop there, or monitor, or whatever you're using to hear this today. But just get in a relaxed position so that you can release and let go of anything and everything that may hinder and stop you or block you from receiving all that the good that you desire. So right here and right now, I want you to repeat it after me. Right here and right now, we welcome the presence and the power of Spirit. We welcome the presence and the power of the divine, of the universe, of the infinite, of the one who is the only one, God, the good. We welcome that beautiful energy. To everyone that's listening, especially you who are here, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, whatever condition or situation, whatever circumstances, whatever challenges you're presently facing, I now say to you that the all-loving presence and power of God is moving in you, is moving through you, is moving with you, is moving on you, is moving as you right here and right now. The presence and power of God is flowing through you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And as you now welcome and receive this infinite presence and power of God in you, you be healed. You are being healed. I speak healing into your body, healing into your mind, healing into your emotions, healing in every area that you hurt today. I send forth the healing energy of the Spirit, of wonderful Spirit, into your area, because you deserve to be whole. You deserve to be healed. You deserve to be complete. And you are indeed, indeed you are. I am only agreeing with you. You are being delivered. You're being well. You're being whole. You're being complete. Something wonderful. Something wonderful is happening to you right now. Something wonderful is happening in you right now. Something wonderful is happening for you. Oh boy, I believe that, don't you? I receive that. And now the presence and power of God speaks within you. Listen to it. Listen to it. It says, peace. Peace to you. Peace to your soul. Peace to your body. Peace to your nerves. Peace to your mind. Peace to your emotions. Peace in your home. Peace to your will. Peace on your job. And everywhere you go, you are peace. Peace to those around you. Whatever you desire, receive it now. Accept it now. I want you to release and let go and give thanks right now. Just lift your hand. Lift it. Lift it up. Lift your head. Lift your voice and give thanks. Give thanks to the all-loving presence and power of God, of Spirit, that's working for you, that's working through you, that's working with you, that's working as you. Now, personalize. Personalize this and say yes. Say yes to what it is that you wish to be, to do, and have. Say yes to the presence and the power of the infinite in you. Say yes to the presence and power that's all around you. Say yes to the presence and power of God that's above you, that's beneath you, that's through you, that's on you, that's within you. Say yes. Say yes to your good. Say yes to your good health, to your good success, to your good prosperity, to your good luck, to your good fortune, to your good looks. Say yes. Wow! And now the presence and power of God goes with you, within you, above you, beneath you, behind you, around you, before you, and makes smooth, beautiful your way. Makes it beautiful and perfect. Isn't that a good idea? This is Reverend Rich, and you are listening to Science for Successful Living. If you wish to talk, if you wish to chat, you can call me at the telephone number, toll free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I'd love to chat with you. You see, because before we can believe, before we can receive all the good we desire, we must undergo what Reverend Rich calls a mind renewing and a mind transformation. I repeat that, a mind renewing. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes. Oh, boy. Listen, you alone possess the power to change you, to change your destiny, to change You alone have the power within to win. You alone have the power to change you, to rearrange your circumstances. You are the one with the power for your hour. And this is your hour, and there is power for your hour. But you must use it. Because if you don't use it, darling, you will lose it. And I don't want you to lose it. I want you to use it to be, to do, and to have all the good you wish to be, to do, and to have right here and right now. Wow. I like that idea, don't you? Of course you do. I am Reverend Rich. If you wish to chat, if you wish to talk with me, you can call me at 888-627-6008. I am in Palm Beach, Florida. And wherever you're listening to, whether you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, the North Coast, the South Coast, in another country, I want you to know that you are fine just the way you are. You are divine and you are fine because once your mind has been aligned with the divine, everything must be fine. For you are the embodiment of wonderful spirit. You know, they tell us that there are three main reasons for complications in relationships. The first one has to do with communication, and the other has to do with sex. And the third reason is money. And that's what Reverend Rich will be talking about today. I'm going to be talking about money, honey. Yes. Now, for you religious-minded folks, you may be one of those. That's okay. You're listening to the right man at the right time because we've all can evolve, can be changed. For you that are religious, with a religious mind, I'm not talking about some pie in the sky when you die. I'm talking about how you can have your pie with some ice cream on top and a cherry right here and right now. I'm not talking about in the sweet by and by. I'm talking about the sweet here and now. Because this is where we are. You can have all the money that you need. You can have all the prosperity, all the success. And these programs, this show is really, it has to do with conditioning your mind, reconditioning, transforming your mind from the way you may have been thinking about this idea, about the subject of money, because this is one of the most disturbing issues with so many people. They get bent out of shape, and we all need money. It doesn't matter who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, the good news I bring to you today is that you don't have to wait until you die. You can wear your long white robe right now. You can wear your beautiful mink coat right now. Isn't that good? Of course it is. Listen, life has taught me many lessons. One great truth I have learned, and it is this. It matters not who you are. It matters not your race or your face or your place or your taste in life. We all need money, honey. We all need money. It doesn't matter. If you're sick or well, living or dying, you need money. It matters not your status. You need money, honey. And so, today I'm going to share with you. We're going to explore this idea together as to how we can experience and how we can express and how we can enjoy prosperity and infinite cash money. So, I'm telling you today, I've got to say this because so many people have the idea that money is only for certain people, or prosperity is only for certain people, or having a good life is only for certain people. Rubbish. It's for you, baby. Until and unless you get that idea in your consciousness, I'm bringing it to you now. I want you to say out loud, wherever you are, prosperity is for me. Money is for me. Any good thing that you think about, it's for you. It's not for the folks over there on the other side of the tracks, as they say. It's for you. Listen. Prosperity, success, infinite money is your divine right. It's your divine inheritance. It's your divine entitlement. And you've got to get rid of anything and everything that's contrary to that idea. So it doesn't matter how white you are. It doesn't matter how black you are. It doesn't matter how brown you are or how yellow you are. It doesn't matter whether you're straight, crooked, gay, dyke, bi, dominant, male gender, female gender, transgender. We all need money, honey. And that's one of my missions in life, is to help all of us get rid of that lack consciousness. And so today's presentation is going to help you. It's going to bless you so wonderfully. You know, because I meet people all the time coming out of one of my workshops or seminar, or as I speak here at different churches or synagogue or wherever, people say things like this: I'm saved, Reverend Rich. I'm baptized. I'm sanctified. Or I'm new thought or metaphysical. Or I'm unity or religious science. I've attended church faithfully. I've given tithes and sacrificial offering and love offering. I've given this offering and that offering. Still, I can't ever seem to get ahead. I can't hold no money, and I can't get no money to hold. I have prayed. I have fasted. Still, I am broke. What's the matter, Reverend Rich? That is the matter. You saying that you are broke, that's one of the main things we've got to deal with. Your words, because your words create your world. Your words create your world. Your words create your world. Did you get that? Yes. Say it again. Okay. Your words, not another, not someone else's, but your words create your world, your experience. So we're going to deal with that in depth. I'm telling you, many of you have tried this thing and the other thing. Still, you have no money. You've gone to this conference, called this preacher and that minister. You've visited Madame Zeus, the psychic, and had your palm read and your cards read and your fortune told by the tea leaf reader. But you still don't have enough money, honey. Well, I'm going to help you. Others of you have gone from one casino to the other, placing your hard-earned money in the slots or blackjack. Or you played the lotto, the Powerball, the Mega Million, the fantasy, the scratch-off games, till you lack money, honey. Is that you? Wait a minute. Is that you? Call me. Call Reverend Rich right now. We could talk. There's something good, something wonderful is happening on the inside of you right now. My divine line is telephone number 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Boy, I see some of you winning or coming to some big money. When you do, I want you to remember to mail your tithes and your offerings to Reverend Rich. Listen, as you release what you have, as you become a giver, here's one of the universal law. Every giver is a receiver. Let me hear you say that out loud. Every giver is a receiver. But if you doubt, you'll do without. You know, some of you are actually right now upset with a family member, a relative, a loved one, who, and you're angry with them because they won't share their good fortune with you. Maybe they came into some money somehow, and you think, why, they should be sharing. No, they don't. They don't owe you a damn thing. They don't owe you, they do not owe you a dime. If they give you something, wonderful. But if they don't, listen, get away from that idea. They are not your source. You have to understand the very first law of prosperity, the first universal law, is recognizing and realizing that God, whatever God you want to call, whatever name you want to call God, Spirit, God, the infinite, the divine, is your source of supply, is your source of prosperity, is your source. You've got to keep your eyes off every other false concept of source. Some people, and perhaps you're one of those, you depend upon the government you look to the government or as your source, or your husband or your wife or your in-law, your outlaw, or someone else as your source. They are not your source. They are channels. Perhaps they can be channels, but they are not your source. You've got to see that God, infinite good, and only infinite good, is your infinite, unlimited, overflowing, and ever-flowing source of supply. Can you dig that? Can you say that? God in me, say it with me, say it with Reverend Rich. God in me is my infinite, overflowing, ever-flowing source of supply. What a good idea, Reverend Rich. Why, thank you. It's a divine idea. So release those persons that you may be looking to someone else, okay? And let's get back into this word. Listen, before we do this, remember that you are the only one with the power to change and to transform. The truth is the truth, but the truth can only do for you what you allow the truth to do in you. Oh, boy. Wow. What did you say? Okay, I better say it again. The truth, whatever truth that is, can only do for you what you allow that truth to do in you. This is Reverend Rich, and you're listening to Science of Successful Living. If you wish to talk to me and chat with me, I would be overwhelmingly and joyous to hear your voice. Give me a call. My number is 888-627-6008. That's telephone number, 888-627-6008. Okay. Wow. That's beautiful. That is so wonderful. I hear someone saying, Reverend Rich, please pray for me. I've got bad luck. I've got hard luck. I've got no luck. I'm cursed. Something or someone is working witchcraft or hexes or voodoo or hoodoo against me. I'm under a bad spell. Well, today is your day. It is your so-called lucky day. Reverend Rich brings you some good news that you can use to free your mind and your behind from the idea of bad luck and bad spell and all that stuff. Today I bring you the God spell, the good spell, the good spell, the blessing spell, the winning spell, the success spell, the prosperity spell, the miracle money spell, the infinite overflowing and ever-flowing money honey spell. Oh boy, I love it. I feel like James Brown. I feel good, like I knew I would. I tell you. Call Reverend Rich right now and let's talk about what you got, what you're thinking about. Call me. If you're listening in the Bahamas, if you're listening throughout the Caribbean, in throughout Europe, wherever you are, you can call me. Well, this number is for Canada and the USA, I believe only. But, you know, you can still make that call, make that effort. The number is 888-627-6008. If you wish to write me, or express talk with me, you can write me. I do take letters and cards. That address would be Reverend Rich, R-I-C-H, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Let me repeat that. That's Reverend Rich, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. I do have an email, too, if you wish to send me an email. It is my name, spelled out, Reverend is spelled out, the complete word, Reverend, and Rich, Reverend Rich at AOL.com. Very easy. Reverend Rich at AOL.com. Send me a line or something. We'll chat and talk. So, you know, it's all good in the neighborhood. Well, throughout my travel, again, I've met some well-meaning but misguided and misinformed religious people who think they are being spiritual when they say things like, I don't want to be rich. I don't know if I would like to have a lot of money, because maybe if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't love the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand that kind of talk. I call it foolish talk. I have discovered that I can love the Lord a lot better when I have money. Money to pay my bills, money to assist the poor and needy, money to use and to enjoy. Listen, the best way to help the poor is to not be one of them. Do you want to help the poor? Then you're going to have to rid your minds of the ideas of poverty. Rid your concept of thinking that poverty is godly or some stuff, some nonsense like that. And understand, the poor cannot help the poor. The poor you will have always, the Master Jesus the Christ said. But the good news is, he never said you have to be one of them. In fact, you do not have to be one of them. You can. You can stay there and be poor and complain and curse those who are doing well and have it. But let me tell you, I've been poor and I've been prosperous. And being prosperous is much better. You feel better. You can, listen, when you're broke, you can't even make love good because you're worried about so many things. You and the husband or the wife, you just, your minds are so messed up when you don't have the money to take care of your responsibility. And I'm just giving you today some spiritual truth insight to help you prepare you to receive money from known. Let me say this because I hear someone say, I'm on a limited income. Ladies and gentlemen, when you say you are on a limited income, you just limited your income. So yes, get that out of your vocabulary. Get rid of that stinking thinking and stinking talking about limited this and limited that. the God that I'm talking about, the infinite, loving, kind, gracious spirit that I'm talking about, knows no limitation. There is no limitation. And here's another good idea I'm going to give to you. And that is this. Infinite God, infinite spirit, the universe has known ways and unknown ways to bring you your blessing, to bring you your good, to bring you your money, honey, to bring you your miracle. So don't limit to your known income, your salary, or some religious, or some insurance settlement, or whatever. Those are known ways. But spirit has so many ways far beyond our limited, finite mind as to how blessings can come to you. So when you take the limit of what God can do for you, then you take the limit of what God will do in you and through you and for you and as you. Oh, yes. So give thanks. Give thanks. Thanks be to God. Here, I like this one. This is taken from one of the old writings from the Old New Testament. It says, thanks be to God who gives us freely all things to enjoy. You have been given all the good that you desire to enjoy. Spirit, God wants you to enjoy life. Did you get that? Some of you want to take a trip. You want to travel, but you can't. Your hands are tied. And today, I'm trying to get money into your hand. I'm trying to untie your bow tie. I'm trying to untie your hands so you can get money in your mind. Because before you get money in your hands, you gotta get money in your mind. And once you get money in your mind, and then you'll get money in your hand and in your behind. This is Reverend Rich. How you doing today? Give me a call. Telephone number 888-627-6008. You're listening to Reverend Rich's Science of Successful Living. Comes to you this beautiful day, wherever you are. I trust all is going well with you. If there's a need in your life that only a miracle can do, I wish you can call me and we'll talk with you and we'll do a prayer treatment with you. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888-627-6008. It'll be wonderful to hear your voice. It'll be wonderful to talk with you, beautiful divine being as you are. Oh, boy. So listen, I've been broke, busted, and disgusted. And I've had lots of money, prosperity, and success. And I can honestly say, having prosperity, having success, having money is much, much, much better. And yes, I can still be spiritual. The idea that you've got to be unspiritual to be prosperous is erroneous. Get it out of your mind. Get it away from you. Get that thought, that negative idea away from you. Okay, I want you today to prepare. In a few moments, I'm going to take a quick break. In a few moments, I'm going to come back. And in the meantime, write this phone number down so you can call me and we'll talk, we'll chat. And because you may have something good to say that someone needs to hear you say it, call me at 888-627-6008. In a few minutes, I'll be right back after this message.
Be sure to tune in to Science of Successful Living with Reverend Rich every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.
Yes, you can call me at 888-627-6008. Or you may wish to call after the program. You can also call me Reverend Rich on his divine line, which is 877. I've got to say this right now because something just dropped into my spirit to give this to you, to enlighten you, to empower you, to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to have. What is it? Listen to this. Decide. I'll come back with a phone number. Decide. Decide it. Decide what it is that you want to be. Decide what it is that you want to do. Decide what it is you want to have. Define it. Define that what you desire, but you've decided. And then thirdly, describe it. See it in technicolor. See yourself. See yourself being, doing, and having it in vibrant colors. I want you to talk to me. Talk to Reverend Rich at 888-627-6008. What is your prayer? What is it that you really want to be? What is it that you really want to do? What is it that you really want to have? Decide what it is. Be clear about it. Now, the reason I'm having you do this is twofold. We are told to write the vision. We've got to write the vision that you want to see. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself doing better, having better? Do you see yourself going the places you wish to go? Do you see yourself? So write the vision. Write that vision. You want that business? What's the name of the business you wish to have? What type of business that you wish to have? You want a husband? You want a wife? What kind of a man, what kind of a woman do you want to live your life with? Define it. Do you want a tall guy? Do you want a tall, dark, good-looking guy like me? Well, I'm taken already, but you can still get a tall guy out there. Do you want a fat guy? You want a chubby guy? A short guy? I mean, a tall lady, a short lady, a white lady, a black lady, Chinese lady, Asian lady, whatever. You've got to define it is what I'm telling you. Whatever. That's your decision. Define what it is that you wish to be, to do, and to have. Write the vision and make it plain. Be clear about it. You know, I meet people all the time, and they would say something like this to me: Reverend Rich, would you pray for me? I need a blessing. What in the hell do you mean you need a blessing? You blessed already. What do you mean? And you ask them, what do you mean by blessing? Well, you know. No, I don't know. You tell me. You want me to pray for you? Tell me what you want to. Listen, you've got to. Oh, boy. Reverend Rich got an idea, a thought that you've got to write down in your consciousness. And you can write it on a piece of paper if you're listening. And that is this. You've got to be definite with the infinite. Oh, boy. Did you get that? Say it again, Reverend Rich. Oh, boy, you've got to be definite with the infinite. You've got to know, even you've got to know what it is you want. Be clear about it. throughout his ministry, I recalled reading of how even the Master, the Jesus, the Christ, and they would come to him. There was some blind man one time that came to him, and he asked them a question. He said to the blind man, "What is it that you want or wish that I do for you?" "Well, it seems obvious," you would say. "We're blind. We need you to give us sight." "Well, yes, you've got to say what it is." The Christ put it out there to let you know, to let those men know that it's not enough to say, "Well, God knows my need." "Oh, God does, huh? Well, what is it?" So you've got to be definite. Gather your thoughts. Gather your vision, the ideas, the things that you want to be, the things that you want to do, the things you want to have. Get it clear. Make it clear. Write the vision. Define it. Describe it. And secondly, because most people do not really know what exactly they really want, the truth is, until the mind is clear and precise as to what it is that you wish to be, to do, and to have, you will never be it, you'll never do it, you'll never have it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat it. Be definite with the infinite. So until you know what it is that you wish to be, to do, and to have, until you know your wish, your desire, your dream, until you know, it will never show. It'll never be expressed. It'll never be manifest. It'll never be demonstrated. Do you see how important it is that you know this truth? So even with sometimes folks want to pray about money. And I say, "Well, how much money you want, honey?" "Well, I don't know. Any amount." "Oh, boy. You can't help folks like those. You've got to be definite. You've got to know what it is. Now that you know it, now that you that have been listening, you know it. Now that you've decided, now that you have defined it, it is now, listen, the reason I have you do this, because it registers and impresses upon your subconscious. And the subconscious always express that which is impressed. Oh boy, that is a good idea. The subconscious, because listen, there's not a God out there in the blue sky somewhere that's going to do anything for you. The God I'm talking about is in you. You are that power. As I said earlier in the program, your power to win is within. Your power to believe, your power to change your destiny is within you. It's not a power outside of you. It's your power. I want you to affirm this out loud in the first person. What I impress is expressed. Good, bad, or indifferent. Whatever you impress, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, does not matter. Your subconsciousness, whatever that thought is, this is why you've got to be so careful about what you're thinking, what thoughts you allow to linger in your consciousness. And because it slips deep down on the inside to your subconsciousness, where creation takes place. And things happen to us from time to time that we don't even realize. And because we planted that seed subconsciously some time ago into our innermost being. And it's now coming to fruition. It's producing. It's it's bringing forth after its kind. That's what it's all about. Your subconsciousness brings forth the seed, brings forth from the seed the thought that you have harbored, that you have entertained. And therefore, darling, you've got to be aware of what thoughts you are entertaining. And if it's not good, boy, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, think on those type of things. Think on prosperity. Think on money. If a poverty idea comes to you, get rid of that bugger right away. If a lack idea comes to you, if a shortage of insufficiency, fear of not having enough, some of you are living in fear, oh, I'm going to lose my house. Listen, you cannot lose your house until you first lose it in your mind. You cannot lose your car until you first lose it in your mind. Everything begins in the mind. And this is why I believe it's a mind thing. Everything begins in the mind. That's why we got to be transformed in the mind. That's why you've got to understand the thoughts, the ideas, the concepts, the beliefs. You've got to make sure it lines up with the truth of who you are. Then who are you? You are divinity. You have to realize and recognize your divinity identity so that you can express that in your experience. Woo! This is Reverend Rich. How are you? It's so good that you tune in. Give me a call if you wish. My number is 888-627-6008. And if you wish to call me on my line after the program is finished, you can call me. And that's, what was that number? 877-789-7424. That's Reverend Rich. So, oh boy, I love this. I am so excited about this understanding, this truth, because as I'm teaching it to you, listen, before I'm teaching it to you, I've taught it to myself and I'm rehearing it. And that's where the wonderful idea comes from. Listen, it tells us that faith comes by hearing. And hearing, you've got to hear it over and over. Why? Because many of us forget, and we get right back into our old way of thinking, and we wonder why stuff isn't working. Well, I tried, it didn't work. Well, you see, that's it. You tried it. It never said to try. Truth never says try it. Truth is not a commodity like a try tide. Truth is something that has, you've got to do it. Do it. Don't try it. Do it. Be it. And it'll manifest. So, affirm and believe what you affirm. That what I impress, I express. What I impress, I express. Say it. What I impress, I express. What I impress, I express. What I impress, I express. This is the sum total of all the ancient wisdom, signs of mind, new thought, and metaphysical truth teaching. And what is it? What I impress, I express. This explains why so many people have so-called bad luck and others have good luck. Because the same thing that makes the rich rich is what also makes the poor poor. And that is the way they think. Isn't that simple? Is that simple yet so profound? It's in the way they think. So I say to you, as I say to everyone, in my seminars and workshops. Rid your mind of every negative stinking thinking today, and renew your mind with the truth. Clear out, release all those negative thoughts. Because nothing comes to you from outside of you. That's a wonderful thought, Reverend Rich. Thank you. You're welcome. Say it again. Okay. Nothing comes to you from outside of you. I know we've been taught and conditioned to believe that something is coming from outside of me, or this person is responsible, or that thing is responsible. No, darling, you are. You the one. You the man. You the woman. You responsible for it. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. I want to help you get this lack off your back. Get this idea of lack out of your mind. Out of your thinking, out of your consciousness. Today we're going to get rid of it once and for all. Not really once and for all, because as you grow, as you go, sometimes these old ideas will come back and try. They're like Klingons. They want to come back and cling on to you. But you might shake it off. You must shake it off, baby. Shake it off. Shake it off. Don't let it settle inside of your mind, in your thought life. You've got to, the moment it appears, you've got to cast down every thought, every imagination, and everything that is contrary to the truth that you know. Of being and doing and having the good, the prosperity, the success, the infinite money that you desire to be, to do, and to have in and through your experience. This is Reverend Rich. And how are you doing today? It's been so much fun. I'm getting ready to wrap this up, but I'll be back. Listen, give me a call if you wish on my Divine Line. Reverend Rich's Divine Line is 877-789-7424. Or you can call me also 702-577-6777. Your Divine Line to Heaven. Hey, there it is. You got that? I tell you, it's been so much fun. But I've got to run. I've got to go. Because the time has come. But I'm just as near to you as a phone call away, an email away. You can email Reverend Rich at reverendrich@aol.com. Also, you can visit me on Facebook, which is Reverend Rich Live again. You can check Reverend Rich Live page. And listen, Reverend Rich is also available to come to speak to your next gathering. So if you wish, you can call and talk and share and get that going for you, because it's so wonderful to see you in person. And it's so wonderful to hear your voice. So thank you so much for this wonderful time today. And let's wrap it up. Let's summarize everything we said. We're talking about money, honey, and how to use your mind instead of your behind to get what you want to get, to go where you want to go, to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to be. And it begins in your mind, in your consciousness. Listen, all the money you ever need is already yours. The difference is many of us are not aware of it. And I'm trying. My purpose is to bring us all to this awareness, to this consciousness, so we can manifest it, so that we can share. So let's wrap this up, okay? It's I want to leave this with you and take this wonderful truth with you today. And now may the presence and power of infinite God go with you, around you, beneath you, above you, in you, and make smooth, beautiful your way. Until next time, this is Reverend Rich. Peace.
Thank you for listening. The universe is all good and has nothing but good for you. It is therefore no accident or coincidence that you tuned into this program. Through this divine encounter, you are now wired, inspired, and empowered to work your own miracle of good luck, good health, good success, and good fortune. Reverend Rich is available to speak at your next gathering. Be sure to make this divine connection next Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And thank you for your generous tithes and love offerings. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp at 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email reverendrichlive@aol.com or telephone 877-789-7424. On behalf of Reverend Rich, thank you. Until next time, peace to you all.